You're listening to the Closing Market Report for a Thursday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason, now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible to take a look at the weather forecast. We'll begin here in the United States, the Delta region in particular, Eric, where I know they had been running just slightly ahead, in fact, on corn planting, but I'm going to guess that's been stalled. How badly?
Yeah, you know, the amount of rain that's fallen over the last 3 to 4 days, plus the forecast for the next 10 days, there is going to be very, very tiny windows, if even windows exist, to plant in certain places down in the lower Mississippi River Valley. So let's go all the way from eastern Texas through Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, all the way up into Tennessee, Kentucky. That whole area is just, they got flood watches out right now. There are flood warnings in certain places. And as they take in all that water, it's going to take a little bit of time for it to drain. So we're going to have some issues that even once the rain stopped, it's not as though, you know, 2 days later, you're going to be able to get in the fields. We're going to be dealing with some saturated soils for some time. And, you know, looking here just at the short-term forecast, getting us out through the next, you know, 8 to 10 days, the models are in pretty strong agreement that things are just going to stay wet down there. So, you know, these guys, they're the first to get in. They want to get in now, and they want to get in fast and get the crop out early. And we're going to push them, you know, if they didn't get a little bit in when it warmed up a little while ago, well, we're pushing them now maybe as much as a 3-week delay, maybe even longer than that. So this is, this may be a mid-April before we see anything shift for them to be able to get into the field.
I always think of them as a lot closer to the Kansas and Texas, Oklahoma area and some of those hard red winter wheat areas than we are. Is there blowback that allows them to get a little rainfall in that area too to help their crop out?
Well, in order to make that happen, we're going to have to see the whole, you know, we call it a wave train. So the trough ridge pattern, we needed to shift about, I don't know, let's call it 500 to 1,000 miles to the west. And if that happens, we get these four corners troughs, and then we could race that drought in Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas in no time at all. Now, the good news is that in the 10-day forecast, we have some pretty good model agreement, both with the European model and the U.S. model and their ensemble members, as bringing, you know, the eastern half of Kansas, the eastern half of Oklahoma, quite a bit of precipitation. And the European model even has precipitation getting all the way across Kansas. That's huge for this wheat crop right now. Now, why are we relying so heavily on the models here is because when I look at their analysis and I see how they've got the jet stream set up, I see what it looks like compared to what the winds are currently doing in the atmosphere. I think they've been well initialized, which is why I'm going to rely heavily on what the models are saying at this point. So this is good news for the wheat producers. This will more than likely, they'll mean that we're going to see improvements in the crop condition. And, you know, that could certainly have, you know, play havoc on the markets this time of year.
Let's jump to the northern plains and the northern Midwest Corn Belt. It looks like it's going to be cold, maybe even wet there, too.
Yeah, we've got a clipper system coming through over the weekend that's going to dump snow across North Dakota, northern South Dakota, really the middle section of Minnesota. So not really the real productive ground in the southern part of Minnesota, but the middle part of the state and then over into Wisconsin. So what we're doing is we're just putting more moisture down on top of the soil, which is in some places still frozen. And it's got snow on the ground in North Dakota. So what we're doing with these little clipper systems is we're just increasing their flood threat as they move into April and May. And of course, that increasing flood threat just means a further and further delay in them getting planted. You know, there's always the threat for big prevent plant acres when we have a lot of snow and when it's cold in April. But it all depends, of course, you know, prevent plant depends on the price of corn at that time and what the insurance has been set up back in February. So we're kind of in a wait and see mode to see what it's going to look like in terms of maybe an increase in acreage that doesn't get planted this year. Talking with a couple of bankers near Fargo, they're anticipating having higher than average prevent plant. But, you know, how much of their 7 million acres of soybeans are going to be not put in the ground? That'll be an important thing to watch as we move through the month of April and May.
And finally, any reason to believe that the cool pattern we've been under will break anytime soon?
Not a chance. I am like so depressed by this. I just want to be outside. And, so when I look at it, the whole problem is that the Bering Sea is blocked up. So if we put a bunch of warm air in the Bering Sea, that cold air that it should be there has to get pushed somewhere else. It's going to push to the Hudson Bay. That basically gives us a deeper trough over the Hudson Bay, and that's going to control our weather. So which means we're going to see northwest flow in the atmosphere. We'd love to have that in July, but we don't want it in April. We want a little bit of a ridge. So I'll be watching for ridging to develop probably over Hawaii. If I start to see in the long term a ridge over Hawaii, that is a good signal for us in terms of getting some warmer conditions. There's a hint, I really hesitate in saying this, but there's a hint sometime around the 12th, maybe the 15th of April that we could develop that. But right now it's only showing up in a few of the ensemble members, which means I can't put too much trust in it at this point. So tough thing to forecast, but that's what we're watching. Until that happens, it's going to be wet and cool.
Hey, Eric, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is a professor of meteorology here at the University of Illinois and co-founder of Agrible. You can find him most days on the Morning Farm Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.